Moncrief on News Talk.
The Vatican has just introduced a dress code. Workers at the Basilica must keep their tattoos covered and have no piercings on show. Now, this might be an issue at all in the Vatican is mildly surprising, and perhaps it's arguable that the Holy See is travelling in the opposite direction to most workplaces, where dress codes are far more relaxed or even non-existent. News Talk's Would You Like to See My Prince Albert correspondent, Henry McKean, has been talking to the pierced masses. Good afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, Sean. Yeah, you're right. This new thing, it's the Holy Year 2025, and they're stating, out of respect for dignity and the workplace, visible tattoos and body piercings are forbidden. But they're everywhere, tattoos these days. They've become really quite normal, quite common. And when I say common, I mean everyone has them, as opposed to
common if you have one, yes.
I was in Santa Ponsa recently, and I saw basically directors of companies on the beach, classy-looking people getting off yachts, covered in tattoos.
Really?
And there was even a lady playing beach volleyball, and she had tattoos on her butt cheeks. And my six-year-old noticed this and said, Daddy, I want a tattoo.
I'm sure he went and got one. Your six-year-old noticed this.
He
pointed it out to you.
He said, Daddy, look.
What
She's
kind
got
of tattoo,
a tattoo
did she have on her butt cheeks?
We didn't get too close to her, but it was like trendy black sort of, it was like a sort of insignia stamp. I couldn't get that close because I could have got close.
Okay, you can't go up and have a look at it. Yeah, would be. I just wonder, it would be love and hate on each buttock.
But they were sophisticated. I mean, they weren't like
or
the ones.
Two W's.
Yeah, that could
just work. Think about that.
That could work. Yeah.
For a bending over thing. So did you have to get your young fella tattoos then as well? Has he got love and hate on his forehead now?
We did get him tattoos. We got him transfers.
Okay, that's good.
And he loves them. He puts them on all the time. Fantastic. Great transfers. But yeah, we're looking at this. We're looking at how, the whole dress code has completely changed. And here is a well-known name who works in two industries.
Hugh Wallace, architect and TV presenter.
Hugh, if I can say this, you're perhaps the best dressed architect and TV presenter I know, even though you're actually working today. You've got your hard hat.
My hard hat.
Why do you make the effort? You could just be in overalls.
Oh, you must be joking. I love dressing up. I think that shirts, colour, and you look at yourself in the mirror, get your glasses correct with your outfit. And I think it's very interesting, I just think women are amazing.
Well, they are, that's for sure.
Well, they're amazing because they're so well-dressed compared with men. And just men have just lost the plot.
So, like, for you, you look like $1 million. You're wearing designer slip-ons.
Indeed. I have to say, my little Louis Vuittons.
And they're gorgeous. They're kind of in black.
Yeah, embossed.
They look incredibly comfortable. So you dress for comfort, but also style. Tattoos, neck tattoos, sleeve tattoos, are they okay?
No. Horrible. Hide them. Please don't show them. We don't want to see them. I just wonder what you look like when you're 70, all saggy. Do your tattoos go saggy?
They would go saggy, absolutely.
Oh, how gross.
And in your line of work, TV as well as the actual real job, sorry, they're both real jobs, let me just say that. do you ever say that person should smarten up a bit?
Absolutely. I think it's amazing watching people in tracksuit bottoms. Grey tracksuit bottoms that are baggy, and there's no style, nothing. All they have to do is get a nice crisp pair of chinos or even fabby jeans that hug them, and they'd look so much better.
Right, Hugh Wallace there. Somebody's texting in to say already, do you know the Bible says you won't get into heaven with a tattoo?
Really?
I didn't know that.
Wow, a lot of people aren't
specifically what I've seen a crucifix, and I'm pretty sure that piercings are intrinsic to Christianity, says Ed. So two different interpretations of the Holy Writ there. That's that's very interesting. Hugh Wallace is virulently anti-tattoo.
Yes.
You could hear how he became so passionate during that. To the point where he probably didn't notice things happening around him.
I bumped into Hugh. I literally bumped into him. It wasn't a prepared interview.
Yeah.
And, I got some news just before I interviewed, like literally seconds beforehand. And I got distracted by this news. Anyway, there was a spider, like a money spider, little tiny thing.
Yeah.
And it came down from his glasses. It was like hiding, and it kind of crawled, and then it did a little web. And then the little spider went into his mouth. And then Hugh ate the spider. And I didn't tell him that he'd just eaten a spider because he might have started, you know.
No, gagging.
And
yes.
So he doesn't know. And I feel really bad about it. And I should have perhaps found his phone number to ring him. And instead, I'm telling him over the radio waves, but he ate a spider.
But you didn't see a chewing motion.
No, he had no idea. It was so small.
He just inhaled it.
And he wasn't concentrating on me asking questions. He was concentrating on the interview. And I was concentrating not telling him, and I should have told him.
Yeah.
And he literally just carried on talking and he just swallowed it.
Oh, God.
And, you know, I'm sure the spider's obviously dead or maybe crawling around in his belly.
Maybe.
But I feel I should have told him. I should have told him about the spider.
But he, like, you know the way he wears those big glasses? That's
yes.
probably a perfect hiding place.
Well, it's great spider web. Yeah.
Yes. There probably some poor spider's trying to set up home there and then just suddenly got sucked into Hugh Wallace's mouth.
Absolutely.
And goes, what's happening here?
I know.
I feel sorry for the spider too, I must say.
I feel sorry for Hugh.
There might be some residual spider web, though, still flapping around in front of his face. You might want to give those glasses a bit of a clean.
Well, absolutely, there could be spider web. And the thing is, even he'll have to brush his teeth. But I think it's okay to eat spiders. Most people eat them dead, though.
Apparently, in the course of a lifetime, like, you know, when you're asleep, you do eat things.
You do eat spiders.
Yeah. And you know, yeah.
But I'm a bad person for not telling you, Hugh. I'm sorry. I will. You know, you're probably going to find out.
He'll probably suffer no ill effects.
You don't
chances
think?
Are. Unless it was some sort of, you know, weird,
poisonous
rare, poisonous spider.
That, you know, he picks up on one of the, what's that show called again? Really Nice Houses.
Yeah.
You know the one?
Yeah, that one.
That one, and they have this red
Ireland's
dot.
Nicest House.
Something like that. Yeah.
Oh,
maybe
gosh.
He picks
okay.
up there.
Well, we wish you well for the future, Hugh. We hope you're okay. And there's no spider-related injuries there. You did meet a man, though, from Telecom Erin who could speak to you without eating any arachnids.
Exactly. So he was wearing a high-vis that said Telecom Erin on it, and he caught my attention. Gabriel, he's retired. He worked for them for 27 years, and he was actually just parking up his bike, and he was still wearing that old high-vis vest when I approached him.
Well, when I was a technician, they gave us overalls which were completely impractical. But that was back in the late 70s when there weren't really any PPE, as they call it now, work clothes. But you wore whatever you liked. I think a pair of safety boots is probably a good idea to wear. But I don't think I was actually issued with those until sometime in the 90s or early 2000s.
So it started with overalls and then it changed. Like, for example, there's some workers over there. They're basically wearing what I'm wearing. They're wearing a T-shirt and jeans with a high vis. The only thing that makes them official is that high vis. Has that dress code gone out the window? And how do you feel about a neck tattoo, Gabriel?
A neck tattoo? I'd say...
You think that's okay?
Absolutely, yeah. I think tattoos are fine wherever they are. I have a couple of grandchildren, and one of them has a few tattoos as well. So, yeah. And I think sometimes, I remember years ago I was on holidays in Greece and going into a bank to change travellers' checks. And the guy in the bank was wearing an open-necked shirt, and that was such a shock to me at the time. But I think I realised that how people behave and treat is much more important than how they dress.
Tony says that eating spiders during sleep is a complete myth. Okay. Sorry, Yeah, you're probably right. In my youth, I got a snake tattoo on my arse. It was the most painful experience I've ever had. However, it looked more like a maggot. And I was forced later to have another tattoo covering the original. Eye-watering pain throughout, says that texter. Why did you want to... never mind. I remove tattoos for a living. And thankfully, they can now be removed 100% without any marks or scarring. And now I know I'm doing God's work, says Matt. Hugh is correct. Those grey tracksuit bottoms are rotten. You should never be allowed to wear them under any circumstances. You can always see a man's outline and no one wants that. Well, some people might enjoy the outline of a man.
Yeah, you mean like you mean their member, private part?
I mean, are grey tracksuit bottoms that revealing, really?
Well, they're not exactly Speedos, are they?
No, is that because they're kind of loose? You could have a bag of spuds down there and you wouldn't notice.
Like if it was Lycra, maybe. You know,
yeah,
but men don't really wear Lycra unless they're cycling.
No, yeah. So I don't know why they're making that point. Really, maybe if you wash them a lot and they kind of they're really falling apart.
Put on weight, or perhaps it's just...
No, that's that, yeah.
Takes up loads of space down there. But like that, you mentioned tattoos. A friend had one on his back, a Celtic design, mm-hmm. and it actually looked like a sperm, and we used to call it the dead sperm. And he did get it removed eventually. He just went into the shop and went, can I have that one, please? No thought process.
Oh,
teenager,
no,
about 19.
See, that's yeah. That's
a few drinks
thing.
On you.
A few drinks, yeah.
Never
usual
good.
Stuff. You have to think about that. So anyway, dress codes are gone. Is that pretty much what we're getting from all of this, Henry?
I think so. I think, you know, we don't wear uniforms anymore, but you could say the new uniform is a tracksuit or sportswear or activewear. I did get to speak to Orla Diffley, the RTE Today show fashion expert who manages the fashion and commercial agency Upfront Model Management.
Dress codes can be really handy, particularly if you're going to a function or a wedding and you haven't got a clue what to wear, as they can give us guidance. We all had dress codes growing up in school, and now if you're in the legal, aviation or nursing profession, there are certain items of clothing you must wear, and there's also kind of rules on how you present yourselves in terms of grooming. However, the majority of workplaces today have really relaxed dress codes. And increasingly, as long as you actually wear clothes and are decent, well, then you're dressed for work. What we wear, our fashion choices, is really an expression of our own identity and how we wish to project ourselves to the world. And having tattoos or piercings is an extension of this form of expression. By imposing a dress code, the aim really is to make everyone look the same, so they appear part of a collective rather than individuals. I manage a model agency, Upfront Model Management, and up to 10 years ago, it simply would not have been acceptable for our models to have visible tattoos or piercings. However, everything has really changed. And in recent years, clients are now specifically asking for models that have piercings and or tattoos, particularly for commercial campaigns, because it makes them more relatable and there is then a mirror to how people are actually dressing in society. The Catholic Church is an institution with lots and lots of rules. And again, one of the purposes of a dress code is to make visually people part of a collective more than individuals with personal identities. However, if the church want to make themselves more relatable to a younger audience, banning tattoos or piercings, it isn't a particularly good idea.
Okay. Harsh criticism of the Vatican there. One texter says, rules for tattoos: never get a tattoo when you're drunk, never get your girlfriend, boyfriend name tattooed on your body, never get a tat anywhere you can't cover it. Someone else says, in countries like Thailand, China and Japan, tattoos are a no-no and symbols of criminal gangs like a Yakuza in Japan. I love you, but I love Henry more. Says Lisa. So Henry, don't feel bad for not telling Hugh about the spider. 'Tis his own fault for not cleaning his specs. And someone else says, that story about Hugh Wallace eating the spider has brought joy to my day. So it's already done more good than harm.
Well,
assuming that Hugh Wallace isn't in any sort of distress right now, as we speak.
He was working. He had a hard hat. He was out, actually.
Oh, was he?
Building houses.
That's where the spider came from.
Oh, you think it came from some sort of building site?
Probably, yeah.
Or renovating something.
If they're digging things up there, insects are exploding all over the place. He's probably eaten his body weight in insects, I would imagine, in the course of a normal day.
And Hugh interrupted the natural spider's habitat. Of course, that's a really good point.
Someone else says, I work in HR, trying to explain to young people what they can and can't work. I'm trying to tell them not to dress like they are in a nightclub when in the office without offending them. Mm-hmm. Oh gosh, that's difficult. I can remember here in this very radio station.
There was a member of staff that didn't like us coming in t-shirts and used to say
that wanted to enforce a dress code.
Yep.
Wanted the men to wear ties.
No runners. Yeah.
Yes.
No jeans.
Yeah.
definitely no T-shirts.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have a beard. I did shave this morning. He wanted us to be shaven and showered.
Yes.
All these rules. I mean,
well,
showered.
Showered, fair enough. Yeah, that's you know.
That should be.
Is this just the fault of America? Is America destroying Western civilization?
Well, they gave us the T-shirt and they gave us this casual look. And we can't blame them for the tattoos, but we do love them. And like, I'm wearing a Blue Gap T-shirt. Sorry, a shirt, I should say. And it's very American. I'm wearing jeans from Shankey for men.
Is there a Shankey for women?
No, just for men.
Oh, okay.
A man shop. And it's lovely jeans. I'm not sure what brand they are. And I also got the shoes there too. I look quite American. I'm dressed like an American. So here are Americans.
So you're from Ohio. You're dressed for comfort, if that's okay to say.
Mm-hmm, of course.
You're wearing tracksuit bottoms. You call them sweatpants.
Correct.
A T-shirt and a kind of shirt that a logger would wear.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's
it called?
A flannel.
You call it a flannel. Flannel for us is like a cloth. You're also in kind of sportier tracksuit bottoms, a very comfortable looking oversized shirt.
Yes, yeah, and a Disneyland sweatshirt.
Serious dressing for comfort going on here today. I know, I suppose it is a Monday and the Irish weather isn't great and it's layers, but you could wear this to work and perhaps you do.
I work from home, actually. I am a lawyer, but I work from home, and I think even since the pandemic happened, people have moved a lot toward working at home, and then when you're at home, you're used to dressing comfortably, and that moved into the office, I think, when people started going back.
And being a lawyer, could you wear that for a Zoom meeting, or would you put on a shirt?
I would put on a different shirt, but I might wear the same pants.
And they'll never know.
No one will ever know.
And what about you? Are you a smart dresser at work?
Yes, I would never wear this to work. I'm a teacher. I dress professionally, and I would not count this as professional dress. But I wear jeans to work on Fridays. We're allowed to do that.
Jeans to work on a Friday. And that's true. You've got to look good in front of the class, in front of the other teachers.
Yes.
And it's creeping in even to the Vatican. The Pope has spoken out and said he wants everyone to look a bit smarter and to perhaps hide tattoos. What about tats? What's your take on tats?
I'm a public school teacher and I have 2 tattoos. And my boss has multiple piercings and tattoos, and it's totally normalized at this point.
So where are the tattoos? Is that too personal?
Oh, no. Mine's on my arm and on my leg.
And you do have a piercing.
I do.
You've got one on your eyebrow.
I have one on my eyebrow, I have my nose, and I have a bunch of extras on my ears as well.
And that's totally fine.
Yeah, my boss has them. The kids ask me about it all the time. I have students who are 12 years old with piercings, but yeah, it's totally normal over there.
And do you have any tattoos?
I do. I have one on my hip.
Wow, so they're just really normal. Perhaps I'm the odd one out. I don't have one.
That's okay. I only have the one. I got it when I was 18, and it's sentimental family tattoo, so.
Any regrets?
Not at all.
You're from the States. You worked in prisons. The prison uniform used to be really, really quite tidy and neat. Has that changed?
Well, we had to wear a uniform, yes. Yeah.
Do you miss that uniform? Do you think we need to keep people in uniforms?
I think there's a place for uniforms. We should have them. But the dress is clearly different as you discussed.
Far more casual, isn't it? More comfortable.
Far more casual. But people don't go to the office anymore. People work from home. COVID changed all of that. People don't... Hell, I don't own many more suits.
So you're actually in a kind of, what would you call it, a fleece?
Something comfortable.
And very comfortable trousers. They're kind of, I don't know what you'd call them, basically lycra for men. Baggy lycra.
They're kind of, no, but yes.
You work for OnPost. You're having a Red Bull. Was it a busy day or a busy weekend?
Yeah, the weekend of sport. And I was at a double match on Saturday as well. So
pretty gutted.
Busy, busy, busy weekend, yeah. Galway were better. They were better team. They deserve to win.
So are you a postman? Or post office?
Yeah, post office.
So you're in...
Hello!
How are you? So that guy is in, you know, the new uniform. He's wearing a kind of a shiny tracksuit top and he's wearing cotton tracksuit bottoms, and he kind of shouted there. You're wearing white runners jeans. You've got like a gilet, as they say in France. So you're smart, but you're also casual. Tell us, how have the uniforms changed in OnPost?
They've changed for the better, with the way they are, and the change in the weather as well. You can't be overly dressed. The colours are lighter, so it's more fashionable, basically, than the old uniform, which was a navy, a dark navy and a blue, like a royal blue.
And do you miss that very, very smart postman Pat look that, you know, that the postman used to wear and the postmistresses used to wear?
Yeah, people have a lot of respect for the uniform, especially the post office uniform. But the old post office uniform was definitely more a tradition, especially with the cap. The baseball cap you have now has completely no comparison to the old cap, which is much better.
And you mentioned caps, you know, with the Aer Lingus pilots taking industrial action and striking at the weekend. They were wearing their caps. They never wear their caps normally. And some of them had them slightly ski-whiff. Perhaps they weren't used to wearing them. You know, they do look great. It reminded me a little bit of the Pan Am scene in Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah, yeah. If they weren't wearing the cap and they weren't wearing the full uniform, would you see them in the same light? I don't think so. I thought he represented himself very well in being neat-dressed as well.
Do you have a tattoo?
No.
And do you think tattoos are now perfectly acceptable in the workplace?
Some of them are smart-looking, some of them are idiotic-looking, to be honest with you.
Someone says, my son got sent home from work recently for wearing jeans. He works in a law firm and went in on a Friday with his jeans on. They told him he wasn't allowed to do casual while he was still training.
That's fair enough. Jeans in a law firm, that's, you know, can't
yeah,
be that, no.
I suppose, yeah, but if he's not, like, appearing in court or anything.
Yeah, exactly. They can't see. No one can see.
Joe says, in my opinion, tattoos only look good on motorbikers and pirates. They look awful on everyone else.
Well, good-looking young people, they look good on.
Yeah, of course they do. No matter how much you dress down Fridays, you should have at work, men over 40 should never wear jeans. And women should never wear jogging pants. God, there's a lot of rules coming in now. Whenever you guys talk about work, you only include office workers. What about the other two-thirds of the workforce? Good luck turning up in my factory in trainers and a T-shirt. You'd be carefully marched back out the door for your own safety, says DG. Well, yes, of course, there would be safety considerations there. That's, you know, that's kind of a given there. Paul says, can I just say to any man wearing three-quarter-length trousers, you look ridiculous. Like a giant child, you don't look young and trendy.
Oh, the pedal pushers.
Yeah.
They're for the cyclists.
Yeah. No, but they, you know, they're three, yes. They only come down to kind of the middle of your shins.
No, they're not good.
They're silly.
You know, we did speak to average, you know, normal workers there, not just office workers, you know, Telecom Aaron and what have you. We did.
Yeah.
We did speak to, you know, anyway, just
I know we did. Yeah. Just, I agree with Paul about those trousers. Mm. Now, maybe Hugh will turn into a superhero now with money spider abilities, says Dan, is one possibility. Now, I did say this, you know, this, and maybe I was wrong, that, you know, spiders will crawl into your mouth when you're asleep kind of thing. Yeah. Someone texted in to say that was nonsense. This person says, when I was a kid, I woke up in the middle of the night to find a spider on my lip. No money spider. He was the size of a euro coin.
Wow.
I gave a Harry from Home Alone scream and leapt out of the bed. Spider ran off and I thought no more of it. Weeks later, I lost a tooth, a molar. The underside of the tooth was full of minuscule baby spiders.
Oh my goodness me,
that's
horrific.
The spider must have laid them under my loose tooth where there was blood, and they stayed there the whole time.
That is horrific.
That is horrific.
Oh my God.
Absolutely horrific. Henry, thanks a million.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.